When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Yay Networks.
13 has been my lucky number for a while. Like, it's always a sign of good things to come for me.
This is 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast, breaking down every song, every Easter egg, every era, and every theory. Hosted by the biggest Swifties, Nick Adams, Anna Casiejos, Amy Nichols, and Lacey G.
Welcome to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. My name's Nick Adams.
I'm Anna.
Amy.
And I'm Lacey G.
And today we're going to break down Midnight Rain.
Oh! I'm so excited. This was my most streamed song of 2022.
It's a fan favorite. It's a great song on the album.
As it should be. Also, like, I like how Amy called it last time, the whiplash track.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I didn't make that up. Someone else said that. Was it not you?
I thought it was you.
Well, I said it last episode, but I'm like, I heard it from somewhere.
Regardless,
yes.
It makes sense.
Yes.
I'm having whiplash trying to look at both y'all on opposite sides of the room. Yeah, Midnight Rain. What did we just heard? We just heard You're On Your Own, Kid.
Right.
And now we're on Midnight Rain. And it is the sixth track on Midnight. It was written by Taylor Swift and a guy named Jack Antonoff.
Yeah.
I think she's worked with him before.
Okay, yeah. Well, obviously this is a whiplash song because it's track six. But I think it's also a whiplash song because of the voice changer.
Effect,
oh, right? My goodness.
Which, granted, I assume that's a voice changer, right? Was that ever like confirmed?
There was a source. I don't think Taylor Swift herself has ever confirmed it, but a source close to Taylor confirmed it to some outlet. I don't remember which.
We love sources.
Yeah.
I love it. I think sometimes in music, it's possible for those kind of like voice changer things to be a little bit too much. In this song, I'm obsessed with it. I love it. And I love the fact that Taylor said, you know what? Change my voice and make it deeper instead of having somebody else featured on this song.
Sure.
You know,
totally.
I love that. From the very first second that we heard this song when we were having our live stream party, all of our jaws were on the floor.
Mm-hmm. It was just my favorite reaction video that we posted.
Yeah, because all four of us just like didn't even know where to look, what to say. Amy, you and I just like stared at
each other.
For like the first like entire minute, we were like, like, what is going on? And there's something about this song that I just am so addicted to. It does something to me.
I know what it is. You said, before we even heard it, I know by the title, Midnight Rain, two favorite things to sing about for her entire career.
Yeah. Like I had said earlier, it's like the Super Bowl of Taylor Swift titles.
Uh-huh.
Midnight Rain.
Midnight and Rain.
It's perfect.
Well, also, I think that what is in this song could be relatable to most people.
Yeah.
Whenever you're with a good person and everything looks good on paper and you should be with him but they're not the one.
Yeah.
And it's not by any other fault except for that I have to go out and do my own thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. Like, let me put myself first. Or you just don't, like, what is the people say? Like, right person, wrong time. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, like, broke his heart because he was nice. Like, it's just, you're just looking for different things, and that's okay.
Even in a more general sense, you know, the what ifs that you are playing in your head in the middle of a night, you know, like, what if this or that? Not necessarily a guy or a relationship, but like, what if?
Have you guys heard the voice, Taylor's modulated voice, without all the special effects and modulation? Have y'all heard that?
What?
So some people who are really good with computers and who can produce music, you know, you can put effects on Taylor's voice and you can also take them off. And so people have posted what that sounds like. Do you want to hear what that sounds like?
Yeah, that's intriguing.
Mm-hmm. So this is from a person on YouTube. Her name is Orissi Swifty, and she posted this video that has no effects on Taylor's voice.
He wanted it comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted it right, I was making my own name.
I don't want to play too much of it and get in trouble, but isn't that crazy?
I love it.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts.
Oh, gosh.
And then I also saw someone on TikTok who said that if you play the vinyl faster, it makes the voice pitch up higher. And so it does, it's not as low, and that's what this sounds like. He wanted it comfortable, I wanted that pain.
Is that the Elvira remix? Or
it's one
which,
of them.
Which remix is
it's
that?
It's one of them. I'm not sure which one.
Is that the Bleachers remix? The Illuminix remix? Which remix is that?
But hearing those, yeah, they sound great, but I still like the one with the crazy voice modulation
on
it.
The one that we have.
The one that we know. The one that we have listened to over and over for months.
I just love it. It from the first second of it, it makes my knees feel weak, like in a really good way. Like mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh. I don't know how to explain it.
Have you ever said that about your fiance?
He knows I love the song.
she didn't say yes.
She didn't answer.
That was a great answer.
So political.
I also.
She's still not answering it.
Yes,
she's trying
of
to move
course.
On.
He's yes, guys, stop. You're making me uncomfortable. I also feel like, and I don't really know how to explain. Maybe it is because of the rain and the contrast of the sunshine and everything, but I feel like Midnight Rain is the 2022 version of The Way I Loved You.
Okay.
From Fearless. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I miss screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain, and here's this, like, really nice guy being so good, but that's not what I want. And then it's like, he was sunshine, I was Midnight Rain. I just feel like it's, I don't know, and we say this every single time that we talk about the songs on Midnights, but since we know that she's basically kind of exploring her entire career, like, throughout this album, I feel like it kind of makes sense to connect this to like kind of like her earlier
sure.
work, I feel like, but we can get into that.
Maybe she'll do a mashup on tour.
See,
Eras.
Yes.
It could happen.
I'm a fan of like live on tour mashups. I think that would be very cool, especially with all the Midnight songs. Yeah. I feel like she's setting herself up to succeed in that kind of way. But anyway, enough about me. Before going like down like lyric by lyric, what do you guys think that this song is about?
A long lost love because of her aspirations, like her dreams, her desire to make her own name.
Yeah, it's kind of like she's
to quote her.
She's sitting back in her big fancy mansion. The success is all around her, but even the most successful people are still gonna have a little twinge of regret, a little twinge of like, what if I had given that relationship another shot?
Yeah.
What if?
The song is about not settling and making tough decisions for yourself. That this could be easy. This could be happy. This could be great. I could have everything that I wanted, all the money, all the love, all these traditions, but that's not where I want to go with my life.
Yeah.
I want to do this on my own. And I know I'm not comparing myself to Taylor at all, but I know since my divorce, I've had to say no to people because people think that they can just come to me and be like, well, I'm in love with you and we're going to do. No, I'm sorry. I'm taking time for myself right now. It's
yeah.
really unfortunate that you feel the need to share your soul with me. But no, I'm not there. And so then that kind of makes me feel like crap. But it's like I'm putting myself first for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be the person that you want me to be. And I'm not going to compromise myself for you. And I'm sorry. You deserve more than that. But because you've got some crush, I'm supposed to stop what I'm... No.
Yeah.
I'm not in that mind frame right now. So that's totally me. I've just got all my walls up. This is not what I'm interested in. It's not what I'm looking for right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people prefer the comfortability, but she's wanting the challenge,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't even think it's like... Some people say girls only like the bad boys. And that's the way that I felt with That's the Way I Loved You. That is the one where she's saying, yeah, missing, fighting in the rain. Yeah. I don't care for the bad boys. Like, that's not me. But I don't think that she's chasing the bad boy here. And it was the fact that he was good and wholesome that she didn't want. She wanted herself. It was all
yeah.
about her and not about another guy for once.
Yeah. I mean, I think when she's saying I wanted that pain, I interpret that as, like, the pain of change almost. You know,
right.
like, the pain of, like, taking a chance on something, on the unknown, on my career, like, betting on myself. Not necessarily, like, pain like a bad boy or anything like that. At least that's how I take that.
Yeah, growing pains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also seen people online talk about the reverse of it. Like, you know, like, have you ever felt like you were in a relationship where you were the sunshine and the other person was the midnight rain?
Oh.
You know, like, they're the ones that, like you knew, like, you kind of knew what you wanted, you know, and like, your future and things like that, but they're the ones that wanted change. They're the ones that wanted to move to a different city, or they're the ones that, you know, similar situation, but just roles reversed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's definitely true. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to move to a big city. Not everybody wants to stay in a small town. Not everybody wants the big career with the challenges and to break every single record possible, but not everybody wants the white picket fence.
Yeah.
So kind of something to think about.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And that's not a bad perspective either.
Right.
You know, they're right also.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just whatever position you're in.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, well, let's look at some lyrics. It starts off by saying, rain!
I think it's a little deeper than that.
Rain! You wanted the comfortable, I wanted that.
Rain!
he wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
And then it goes, broom.
Okay, one theory that I saw, because who do we believe this song to be about? I think we all believe it's to be about one person, but of course there's other theories. Who do you think that this song's about?
Me?
Yeah, and everybody.
To be honest, I think it's simultaneously about multiple people.
Okay.
I think that Taylor has found herself in this situation more than once, mm-hmm. where she wants to put her career above, like, put her career first or mm-hmm. chase something different. And I think we've publicly seen that in two relationships, one with Taylor Lautner and one with Tom Hiddleston. Mm-hmm. But I also think that there's kind of small little subtle references to even people before that, when she was younger, mm-hmm. you know, when she was 15 and
like
fearless
and
things. Yeah, still in high school. Like, I think she's experienced this sentiment multiple times, and there are different little clues to different times that she has. But I personally don't think it's about one person.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
That makes sense.
That's just me. What do you guys think?
I've seen a ton of TikTok videos where it's a compilation of videos with her and Tom Hiddleston. So visually, I believe that's the person.
Well, I will provide you the Taylor Lautner.
Please.
That does make more sense to me. Tom Hiddleston does. I don't know. I just feel like in my mind, obviously I'm not Taylor Swift, but in my mind, like, Taylor Lautner was so long ago.
I know.
And like, maybe Tom Hiddleston's like at least somewhat more recently, to where you would still maybe have those what if feelings, mm-hmm. whereas the Taylor Lautner, like, I would have just thought those what if feelings would have gone away by now.
But that could be just me, because
sure.
I love Speak Now.
Mm-hmm. Back to December.
And Back to December. Yeah. There's just like certain vibes. But I also, but like I said, I feel like she's kind of been in this position of a relationship, mm-hmm. where it's not like nobody cheated, nobody, like, nothing like that. But it was more so just like, you know, we just wanted different things. Mm-hmm. I think that's just happened multiple
What's
times.
Funny is that I saw that Taylor dated Taylor Lautner and Tom Hiddleston for 3 months.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's how long it was for each of them.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's
an interesting stat.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Well, I saw something on Reddit that said, same thing as you, Anna, a lot of Speak Now references throughout this album, which is made them think that she was possibly re-recording Speak Now at the time of writing these songs, could influence the music and topic. And they say that Midnight Rain is about Taylor Lautner, and that's literally, I want my own name. I'm making my own name.
Oh, that's funny.
Shoot.
Because it's not Taylor on top of Taylor.
I love that.
But then again, what is a bigger name than Taylor Swift? Kennedy. If she was going to be Taylor Kennedy, so they think for that simple reason, because she did have everything that she could have ever wanted with Connor Kennedy, if that's the kind of life that she chose. She could have just walked away and been a part of this big, historic, influential family and have a bigger name.
I love that theory.
That's interesting.
The emphasis on name.
Yeah.
That, that's powerful.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. Yeah.
She'd hyphenate, though.
See?
Right. If she was a Kennedy, she'd hyphenate, right?
I think they would hyphenate.
they would want the Swift in their name.
I want Swift more than Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think just kind of even like chasing that fame, even though Taylor Lautner himself was also famous, like early in her career. I mean, in Back to December, it basically is about how he was a really nice guy and it just happened to end and she kind of feels bad about it. You know, he was really nice. He gave her roses and she left them there to die, you know. But I also think that it could also reference an even younger love, because in the song 15, she said, "Back then I swore I was going to marry him someday, but I realized some bigger dreams than mine." Like, she's been chasing her dreams long enough. Even though she's had relationships here and there, I think she's been chasing her dreams since day one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Back to December, just to go back to him for a second, to Taylor Lautner, you were saying how he gave her flowers and he was so nice and all she gave him. He gave me all your love and all I gave you was goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I love that song so much. In my Speak Now hat.
So before we move on from this beginning part with the auto-tune, we've seen her evolve, you know, from country to pop to to folklore. This is the most experimental, I feel like, with the auto-tune. Like, she's never done anything like that before.
No, yeah, not I like think this.
I just think that's so great.
It's probably why we were so shocked. Because, like, we've heard it in other artists' music, but not in hers.
Yeah, just love it.
Which is so exciting.
But where does Nice Boy Ed's story go from here? Is Nice Boy Ed going to stick around? Was this just a point that I can literally do everything? And that's why she started the Nice Boy Ed, assuming that it's her, which we thought from the beginning it's been her.
Right. I actually don't think Nice Boy Ed is her.
I thought it was a friend.
I think it's one of Joe Alwyn's friends.
Okay.
But that is unconfirmed.
Yeah. We were
suspicious whether or not it was going to be her.
Yeah. Are you saying you think it's one of Joe Alwyn's friends who's seriously trying to become a musician? Or it's one of Joe Alwyn's friends who's part of this crazy promotional cycle that Taylor was putting together?
I don't know, because it was like there was kind of a moment in time where Nice Boy Ed, I mean, Taylor used that song in a TikTok video, and then Nice Boy Ed was posting like a few things on social media, and then I feel like I haven't heard anything really since.
We're going to have to wait it out and see maybe if there's another thing that gets put out eventually.
Maybe it's like
Nice
a long
Boy
game.
Ed. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but in my opinion, I don't think Taylor is Nice Boy Ed. Like, I think this is Taylor with a voice changer. But I don't think it's like I think Nice Boy Ed is something completely separate.
Okay. Okay.
But I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Guess we'll, like Amy said, we'll have to wait and see. How crazy would that be, though, if she did just one day was like, oh, by the way, it's me.
We thought that with when she, Calvin Harris and Rihanna, we were like,
Neil Stolberg or whatever.
We're like, that's a Taylor Swift song. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. That was pretty crazy.
Hopefully one day in the not too distant future, she will just release a book of all of her Easter eggs. Maybe that's the book she's writing.
Ooh.
All her
and
Easter
it comes
eggs.
Out on Easter?
That's a little too on the nose.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So Taylor keeps singing, "My town was a wasteland full of cages, full of fences, pageant queens and big pretenders, but for some it was paradise."
Well, I feel like just right off the bat, calling her town a wasteland just shows that she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, she's ready to move on. She's ready to get out of there.
Yeah, cages. I mean, feeling trapped, full of fences, that like picture perfect family, which is not what she's looking for, right?
Yeah.
I take it as more of the industry, more of the entertainment industry.
Like Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Like, she's there because she's talented, but that's not where she wants to be, because she's not the same as the regular celebrity. She's not after the celebrity status. She's just really, really good at what she does. But then you have the pageant queens and big pretenders, who's all about LA and out there in Hollywood, trying to make a name for themselves, but in other ways, trying to still get discovered. And she's not like that. So that's kind of how I took that.
Yeah, I could totally see that, especially with, for some, it was paradise. Like, I feel like a lot of people make L.A. to be this kind of like, oh, my God, I'm going to go to L.A. and get famous, you know? Mm-hmm. So I could totally see that. But it's interesting how even though she just listed all the things that she hates about this place, she knows that that's what some people love about it, right? I mean, that's essentially what the whole song is.
Mm-hmm. Have any of y'all ever described a guy as a montage?
No.
I will now.
I don't understand what that means. The next line, she says, "My boy was a montage, a slow motion love potion jumping off things in the ocean."
I just love how it sounds.
It does sound great.
I take that as like He's a montage, like, if you're flipping through all the pictures on Instagram. He looks picture perfect.
Everything's great.
He has everything going for him. And just looking at him, you would think that this was going to be the best thing ever.
Thank you,
Lacey. On paper, it looks like it was going to be really, really good.
I did not
Makes sense
it.
Now.
Yeah,
now I get
you.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
A slow motion love potion.
Jumping off things in the ocean.
Because you're just scrolling Instagram and you see him jumping off the cliff with the iHeartTS shirt on. Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, I do think that line is what points to Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah. And there's also some pictures of them getting real snuggly on a cliff. Have y'all seen those pictures? They're like on a bunch of rocks.
Yeah.
They're just like in their sweaters, snuggling up.
Yeah. But then, I broke his heart because he was nice. When I hear that, I feel like we know that's kind of like Tom Hiddleston-y, but I hear that and just hear Back to December again.
Oh, really?
Taylor Lautner. Yeah, like the line that you pointed out earlier, that he gave me all his love and all I gave you was goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, it's like I broke his heart because he was nice. Like, oh my gosh, he did all these nice things for me and I just literally left. I feel like there's just sprinkles of Back to December and Sweet Now.
I was Googling some old gossip stories about Tom and Taylor. They never, like, came out and confirmed their relationship. They were just seen everywhere, getting on planes, flying around the world, flying to meet her parents after like two dates and stuff. I don't think they ever like officially confirmed it. And there was a story about why they broke up. It was because Tom Hiddleston was nominated for an Emmy and he invited Taylor to be his date. And she said no. She didn't want to go like super official, super public, even though everyone knew he had already been spotted wearing the iHeartTS shirt in the ocean. But she was just like, no, it's too much, too fast. I'm done. And there's also a rumor that he proposed and she said
no.
Oh,
really?
I have heard that.
Yeah, he proposed and she said no, which goes to he wanted a bride.
Oh.
Or then champagne problems, if that had more truth to it than we realized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, again, he's everything, a champagne problem. He's everything you're supposed to want. He's got a great career. He's nice. Nobody says Tom Hiddleston's a jerk.
Right.
Everyone loves Tom Hiddleston.
They do.
He's so nice.
Yeah.
He's like on the list of like her nicest exes.
Yeah. That's true.
So that could be a champagne problem.
Who else is on that list?
Of nicest? Taylor Lautner.
Nicest celebrities. Okay. Yeah. I think Taylor Lautner has a
good
rep. Of
her exes?
I guess Harry's nice.
Harry Styles is very nice.
Yeah.
You know, Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't know. I don't know about him. He who must not be named.
Oh, you know who? Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas is nice.
He has a good rep, and they're friends.
Guys.
They are now.
I met Calvin Harris once.
You did?
When he was dating Taylor.
What?
Yeah.
And you're only telling us this now?
Yeah, Jingle Ball.
He's like 8 feet tall. He wasn't that nice.
Yeah.
So we know this is not him.
One of the hosts of our show gave him a tacky Christmas sweater of a cat, and she was making a joke like, ha-ha. She like wasn't saying Taylor Swift's name.
Mm-hmm.
He got the joke. He didn't care for the joke, and he left the sweater in the room.
Oh, that is rude.
I thought you were going to say he threw it on the floor.
No, I don't think he threw it
Set
on the floor.
Set it on fire.
No. I think he just like left it on a chair and walked out.
Oh, well, that's still pretty rude.
Yeah.
I would say.
Maybe it was just a bad night for him.
We can all have bad days.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. He could have had a better day that day, but okay.
He wanted it comfortable. I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride. I was making my own name. Chasing that fame. He stayed the same. All of me changed like midnight.
Oh, God, I love.
But that just goes back to show what her conflict, because she has been wanting to be married before. She sang about paper rings and lover and everything, wanting to be with Joe. But then she comes out with this album and she's like, I'm not your stereotypical. You can't just tell me what to do to go make a sandwich and have some babies and do this. And so she's still fighting back on that narrative here. He wanted a bride. I was making my own name. I'm not just going to do what I'm supposed to do. You're supposed to old school traditions. Ideally, you become in love early in life and get married and start a family. And that's the quote unquote American tradition or something.
Right.
And that's not what she's wanting. Mm-hmm. You can't just tell me that I have to go be some 1950s housewife.
Right.
I'm busy making a career for myself.
You know, I agree with that. But then that changed when she met Joe. She didn't want that. She was going to buck the system. Then she met Joe. Then she would marry him with a paper ring.
That's true.
Then she would do all those things because these other people who have been in her life haven't made her want to.
They weren't the one.
Haven't made her want to give up her dream for a second to put someone else big in the middle of her rise.
To share her name.
To share her name. Yeah. So maybe, yeah, you kind of buck the system. Like, no, I'm not just going to get married. I'm going to date around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I want to do and make a career and not settle down. Oh, but here's this guy, Joe. Wow, everything's different.
Maybe that's why she says all of me changed like midnight.
See, now that line, what does that mean? Because like midnight changes from yesterday to today?
Yeah,
or
you change the day.
You change the time?
I thought that's
what that's what I thought. Like okay. From 11:59 to 12. Yeah. It's a
right.
new day.
It's a change.
But I feel like the line itself, I kind of feel like throughout this episode, like as we're recording, I changed my mind on what she means by it.
Mm.
I myself am changing like midnight, if you will. Because when Lacey was making that point about, you know, what did you say? Did you say buck the system?
Yeah.
You ever heard that phrase, buck the system?
Yeah.
You know, like a horse, it bucks.
Oh, that's
like
funny.
A bronco,
I thought you were just
it's not
to...
a substitute
oh,
for
that's what I thought.
The F word. No.
That's what I thought you were doing.
Uh-uh.
No.
And I was like, that's funny. Anyway, when you were making that point, I was like, oh, maybe she was thinking all of me changed like midnight because at one point she did want all of that. And then when she started to make her own name, when she started to have her success, she changed her mind thinking, no, maybe that's not what I want, you know? But then you also make a good point about then she was like, no, I'm going to put myself first.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of me changed again, like midnight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes
I hope that
girls
makes sense.
Don't really know what we want.
Yeah.
It is quite possible to be indecisive.
Mm-hmm. Complicated. What do y'all want to go eat for lunch?
Don't even. Anna, give me the next hour to think about it.
Anna is so relates to this song, Undecisive.
Maybe that is why, deep down, this is my favorite song.
Yeah. Did no one else have anything come to mind whenever Nick just said that?
What do you want for lunch?
Steak.
Are you
that
serious?
That was my
steak's
first
not,
thought. I want
steak. Lunch.
When
steak's
Nick,
not lunch.
Oh, see, when I heard that question, I immediately panicked.
I just thought steak. I really want steak. Wow. I like meat. I really want a good steak.
Wow. I was thinking like Subway.
I didn't think of anything.
Nothing?
No.
Do I have to think of something right now?
My point is, ladies do change their mind and are indecisive at times. At times, not all the time.
Yeah. Tell me what you want.
What do you want?
From The Notebook.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what I want.
That is very relatable.
It's not that simple.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is so stupid to have arguments over food, though. My ex would get mad at me because I would give like 3 places to go eat. And he's like, no, really, you need to make a decision. I'm like, I just gave you 3 places. You can't narrow it down from anything. And now, and that's why we got divorced, y'all. Because we couldn't ever figure out anywhere to eat.
That's it.
The root of it.
As I looked at you, Anna, I wasn't like trying to put that on you.
No,
like,
I feel like I feel like we just kind of had a moment where you were like, who needs therapy when you have this podcast? You just figured it out, you know, like you just realized the root of the divorce.
Yes.
Well, Taylor keeps singing. She says, it came like a postcard. Picture perfect, shiny family, holiday, peppermint candy.
That's I love December. That line.
But for him, it's every day.
So his life is just great.
Mm-hmm.
He has everything going for him.
See, maybe the peppermint is what makes me think of December, back to December.
Holiday, peppermint.
Holiday vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Postcard, when are you sending cards? Usually it'd be a Christmas card, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's kind of just another visual of the quote unquote, you know, like you were saying earlier, like perfect American dream, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's also the same sentiment of the song Right Where You Left Me, which she says, I'm pretty sure you've got a wife out there, kids and Christmas. Like, you know, she's thought about that before, about like, I chose a different path, or I'm technically right where you just like left me, whatever. But that's what you wanted all along. The picture perfect holiday peppermint candy, you know?
Yeah.
And now Tom Hiddleston does kind of have that postcard picture perfect family. He's since gone on to get engaged, and his first child was born just a few days after this album was released. And so now in the future, after Taylor, he's got that picture-perfect family, yeah. You know?
Thank you for that update. I had no idea what was going on in Tommy Hiddleston's life.
He's engaged to an actress. Her name's Zawe Ashton, and they met, I think, on a movie set, maybe? And
nice.
I think she's a model also. And they're engaged, and they just had a kid.
You know what's funny? Taylor Lautner did end up marrying a girl named Taylor.
A girl named Taylor, yeah.
That is really.
And I want to say she was Team Edward.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm pretty sure they made a few videos about that on TikTok.
That's, mm-hmm. I love
sounds,
that.
It sounds familiar. Mm-hmm.
That is really funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I peered through a window, a deep portal, time travel, all the love we unravel, and the life I gave away. Because she's looking through, realizing this could be my future. It could be so super easy. We could be those people together. We could be that couple. I could just get along well with your family and everything's great and I don't have to worry about a career and I don't have to worry about anything anymore because this is easy, easy, easy. But she still gave it away.
Yeah.
She still said, this life isn't for me. This is a great life. This is not my life. What was that quote from Varsity Blues? I don't want your life, right?
Have you guys ever seen that picture? It's of Taylor is sitting on Tom Hiddleston's lap. It's at her beach house, I believe, 4th of July. And Blake Lively is sitting in Ryan Reynolds' lap. And there's another random couple. And Ryan Reynolds, to me, looks like he's looking through a deep portal time travel. He does not look like he's having fun in that picture.
No.
He's
what?
Just like,
really?
He has like no expression on his face. And he's just like staring off at the space.
He's probably a typical guy who didn't want to take a cute Instagram photo.
And all the other people are being super cute. And he's just like, get me out of here. I
like
how
you said he's like a deep portal time travel.
Yeah, he's trying to get out of there. He's trying to look to the future where he's not here.
Maybe he just had one too many drinks.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't. Maybe nobody counted to three and he didn't know he was supposed to smile at the moment. You're
is
making a lot of assumptions.
Or
here.
Maybe is Taylor the one that posted it?
I think so.
Okay.
Someone.
Maybe she's the friend that makes
post
sure she
photos.
Looks. Yeah, she looks mm-hmm. good. Doesn't really care what you look
maybe
like.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Love that for her.
I didn't realize guys were the ones who would ruin pictures by like not even interacting at all. I know that my parents do because I took a picture with them on Thanksgiving and we had two pictures together. My mom did not even bother to look like she was smiling or happy. And my dad, and I'm like, did you know we were taking a photo? Like how they just deadpan stare. Like what's, this is me.
Okay.
Is don't even just, smile?
No.
I have kind of had the exact same complaint about older people. I'm not saying your parents are old, but I'll, like, you see people out in public. I have friends, they'll post pictures of their dad, like a big group family picture.
Uh-huh.
And you know they said, 1, 2, 3, and the dad is not even attempting to smile.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
Nick, does this have anything to do with the photos that you sent me and asked me to Photoshop your family photo?
Oh, my dad.
Your dad.
And he
you
like, wasn't
that?
Smiling. I was like, 1, 2, 3. You know when the picture's coming. You know we're taking, we're not hiding in the bushes taking a picture.
This
1, 2, 3.
This is personal for you.
No.
Amy, did you Photoshop it?
Of course. And it looked great.
Looked great.
Yeah.
How did you Photoshop him to make it look like
there
he was
just
smiling?
Two.
I gave her two. I gave her one picture of him smiling, one not.
That is so funny. I love that.
Also, I tried not smiling in pictures lately because that's how you're supposed to do now. No
smize?
Yeah. Just, and
maybe
I don't
that's
have.
What your parents were doing.
No.
Maybe they were smiling.
No.
I have no top lip. And so I just looked like constipated or concentrating. So I will be showing my teeth because whenever I'm not, I look like I'm grimacing like my parents do in every single photo we ever take
and
together.
You're just bitter.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a great smile. So
yes,
I'm
you
glad
do.
You're showing your
you
teeth.
You have a lovely
Thank
smile.
You. Thank you. Look at this non-smile. It's bad, huh?
I'm just thinking about you being constipated.
Yeah, now I'm just thinking. I'm overthinking it.
Back to the song.
Back to the song. I did want to talk about the line in The Life I Gave Away because it just, oh my God, as if I haven't said this before, it makes me think of Back to December. because of the part where she says, maybe this is wishful thinking. Probably mindless dreaming. Oh my God, I just love that song. But if we loved again, I swear I'd love you right. I'd go back in time and change it, but I can't. So the chain is on your door, I understand. You know, like mm-hmm. the life I gave away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
and she's talking about time travel and portals and stuff.
Exactly.
That makes sense there too.
Is she not the best lyricist you've ever experienced? The songwriting
and
is top notch.
I know we want a music video, but she's painting such a great picture mm-hmm. with, I mean, we can just imagine, we already have it
that
like
is
in
so
her head.
True.
So
I do have this music video in my head. You're correct.
You know, when this came out, when this album came out, she talked about having like a visual album. How many music videos do we have?
I was just thinking about that.
I was like, are we
we're gonna get
just
more.
Really slow rolling this?
Four to six weeks.
Did I just misunderstand what
I think it's
she
a Mandela meant. Effect because she never said visual album. We said that.
She said mini movies.
She said something or like music videos plural.
And we know there's at least Lavender Haze out
there.
I mean,
yeah.
That's
well,
what I assume anyway.
We have to assume that the visual of the Lavender Haze has to be. I've seen people be like, what if this is a visual for Question? Then what?
I would be surprised.
Well, but there's so many things we still have unanswered. Like T.S. Midnights, T.S. again on the end. Where's the double album? Who is Nice Boy Ed? So there's still a lot
of
things
that
were...
what are you talking about T.S. Midnights?
It's like...
the hashtag?
Yeah.
I think it's just Taylor Swift Midnights.
But I thought people were saying because it was T.S. Midnights with another T.S. on the end that she was bookending everything with T.S.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I like it.
That was the whole reason to call it Midnights and not just Midnight.
Ew. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
I thought it was
just a cute little hashtag.
Yeah. So still waiting on a lot. There's a lot that we don't know. That's why I'm constantly in a state of panic because I'm waiting for Taylor Swift to drop more stuff.
I think she will. I think we will get another music video. And it should be pretty soon, in my opinion. Maybe it's a Christmas gift.
It's tough because since we have a recording schedule, sometimes I'm scared to say things. And then things happen before our episodes like post.
Yeah.
But I feel like as of right now when we're recording this today, I feel like she's been a little too quiet lately. Like I feel like not a lot going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yes.
She's doing fine.
No. I'm saying in terms of like releasing a music video.
Oh, gotcha.
Like yeah. I feel like if there's going to be, I feel like it's just going to be like, ooh, here's Lavender Haze.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
that's what I'm saying.
On average, I did look it up. Singles are released 4 to 6 weeks apart, and we just passed the 6 week as of today when we're recording.
It would
of the you know the last video that we
oh,
had.
So it would make sense if she were to release Lavender Haze as a single to
right.
then release the music video with it.
Right.
So that would make sense as to why she's waiting.
Yeah. Anyways, so
We're
all hoping.
I'm glad you looked that up.
Mm-hmm. Not her specifically, but just in general.
Yeah, in the industry.
Yeah.
Amy also had to Photoshop one of her pictures one time.
I've Photoshopped many pictures.
Oh. Which one am I referring to?
Is it the one with David Hasselhoff?
Yes.
Yeah. My eyes were closed, so I did some pixelated sunglasses because, you know, because I'm cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
I love to ruin pictures.
Your face loves to ruin pictures.
Yes.
So then she continues to sing because he was sunshine, I was midnight rain. He wanted the comfortable, I wanted the pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same.
Same.
All of me's changed like
midnight.
And then
I guess sometimes we all get just what we wanted.
Just what we wanted. And he never thinks of me. Except for when I'm on TV.
Wow, we nailed that pause, you guys.
I guess sometimes we all get some kind of haunted, some kind of haunted. And I never think of him. Except on midnights like this, midnights like this.
Midnights like this. And then it fades like a rain, guys. It fades all the way out. So it gets softer.
Mm-hmm. It fades like midnight?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like these lyrics are incredibly straightforward.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think she knows that these people in the past, whether it be Taylor Lautner, Tom Hiddleston, it says, he never thinks of me except when I'm on TV. Do you think she knows they easily moved on after her? Is that what she's saying?
I feel like it's probably just one of those, like, I guess, because, like, I'm on TV because I did go and chase that career that I wanted all along. And he probably did move on and, again, like, doesn't think about me except for when I come up. Like, they're not
when
searching
she's in
for
the news.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, He's not looking for me. He's not creeping on my Instagram or anything like that. But we both got what we wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Also true for the people that maybe she was seeing in high school.
Yes.
Who have since gone on and just had a completely different path than
yeah.
her.
Also totally plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think vice versa for her, you know, some kind of haunted, I never think of him except on midnights like this. I feel like that's kind of the way I interpret that is like, I did move on and I did go chase at my career like that, but I do think about those relationships when I'm up late at night writing music, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. when I need a muse or an inspiration or something like midnights like this one specifically.
Right, not mm-hmm. an unhealthy obsession.
Right. But yeah, when I am working on my career and I think about the life I gave away,
yeah,
you know.
On Reddit, Majestic Ideal 2478 said, I think it's about a guy from back home. I feel like it ties in with the story of Tis
yes.
the Damn Season.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Excellent point. Also, I know that at the beginning of the episode, we thought this would be a good mashup with The Way I Loved You. Imagine this. She performs Midnight Rain in concert, and she gets to the end, and she says, sometimes we all get some kind of haunted... and then she like pauses like haunted, boom, boom. And then it's like, dun, 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 dun. If that happens, I'm going to have a heart attack. Oh, I mean, it's a perfect setup.
Yeah.
I'm going to manifest that into the set list. Midnight Rain montage into haunted.
Yay.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Everybody, if that happens, send me videos.
Well, Anna, how do you feel about our breakdown of Midnight Rain?
Oh, my God.
Favorite song from this album.
I'm so happy. I had such a great time. I mean, the whole point of this podcast, right? Like, I love, like, listening to the song and thinking one way about it and then hearing everybody else's interpretation. So now when I listen to it again, I get it all at once. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like our interpretation and breakdown of the song came off more like Sunshine or more like Midnight Rain?
I'm gonna say Midnight Rain. But then all of me changed like midnight, so whatever. No, I love this song so much, and I appreciate you guys geeking out with me. So thank you.
And I think it's an important lesson too, to just know that you don't have to do something if you don't want to.
Right.
If that's not the life that you want, if you wanna persevere through and just try to go on and see what happens, then do it. You don't have to be stuck in some relationship or put up with something that you know you don't want for yourself just because society says that you should.
Yeah, and it's okay to want different things.
Mm-hmm. So before we go, I do want to read this email that we got. This might be the cutest email I've ever seen. She says, hi, I'm Leela, the 10-year-old host of the Newsy Paloozy podcast, which is a fun world news for curious kids.
Oh, my God.
10 years old. How impressive is that?
Yeah. Wow.
Who is editing your podcast? Are you editing it? Or are you just rolling on through? I am impressed regardless. That is very cool, Leela. But she said, so that's again, Leela, 10-year-old news host of the Newsy Paloozy podcast. So go check her out. But she says, I love Taylor Swift. I absolutely love her music. I'm a big cat lover too. And lover was in all caps. And she said, see what I did there. When I found your podcast almost a year ago, I immediately subscribed. I love listening to all your different opinions and seeing who I agree and disagree with in your rankings. I want to know, Leela, did you mean Amy or not? Like, who exactly? She said, I love your podcast so much that I am re-listening to old episodes in the middle of the weeks. And it's so funny to see everyone talking about karma theories and your guesses of what's next before Midnights came out.
That's so funny.
Plus, since I am half Indian, half American, and I live in India, not many people really know about Taylor. So when I heard Betty playing on a restaurant, you can guess how happy I was. I love your podcast so much. Bye, Leela. Leela, I am going to hit subscribe on your podcast as well, Newsy Paloozy Podcast. But I also agree with Leela. Sometimes you're out in public and Taylor Swift is playing so softly and you know it's Taylor Swift. I was in Chick-fil-A the other day and that was the case. And I was like, I'm just waiting for confirmation. And my friend's like, what are you doing? I'm verifying this is Taylor Swift. I already know in my soul and my heart it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I heard a note. I know that's her.
Or
so.
Swifties in the wild, like I look around, I'm like, does anyone know? I'm like, it's Taylor Swift is on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anyone noticing this?
I love finding Swifties in the wild. The other day at my doctor's appointment, very faintly, I heard I'm Only Me When I'm With You, which is an old Taylor Swift song. And I was like, but there was no one.
Nobody
around. Nobody around that either identified it or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they were just, you know, maybe they didn't hear it.
But Leela, what a great name.
Leela.
Yeah. Fantastic name.
Thank you for listening, Leela. Thank you for writing us. We are so excited that you're into podcasting. That's awesome.
That is really awesome.
That is very, very cool.
I have so many questions.
Well, Leela, please join us next time. Thank you for listening. Please hit us up, Our contact information is in the description of this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on any podcasting platform you're listening to us on and give us a good review. And join us next time.
Thanks for listening to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Subscribe for free and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.